Buy a bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed a shelter pet. Buy another bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed more shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Every time you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet in need, helping them become healthy, happy, and more adoptable. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/radio or tap the banner to learn more.
Nice with an exclamation point. One of the nicest stretches of weather we've had in a long time, considering March was very back and forth, but of course continued our very warm temperatures for that time of year. And then April, we continued to jump right into deep spring, but also became pretty wet. And now we're very comfortable temperature-wise, not very May-like, quite honestly, with below-average temperatures. But when you get into this time of year, that means it's just really very nice, and you get to save a few bucks on the air conditioning, which can easily be roaring frequently and for long periods this time of year. So we're into the upper 70s today, and that very comfortable humidity, not a whole lot of wind. Clear skies tonight. We drop right back down into the 50s, and just slow warming trend the rest of the week. Tomorrow will still only be topping out at around 80. Ought to be about 85, maybe 86 degrees this time of year. So we're going to be quite a bit below that. Thursday, lower 80s. Friday, mid 80s. And Saturday in the mid-80s, so it'll turn warmer, but it's not anything abnormal. We'll continue to see a very persistent wind off the Atlantic, so the beaches will be consistently cooler as well each day. Nice, but several degrees lower at least each day, a little bit milder at night because the wind is coming off water. That's generally in the low 70s. Right now, if there's a problem, it's that there's little or no significant rain over the next at least 5 days, and really going into the weekend and early part of next week, a few isolated brief showers may try to come in off the Atlantic, especially over the weekend, but they would be very hit and miss. Amounts would be insignificant, and we're now starting to see a long stretch of dry weather, and during a period when we see a lot of evaporation anyway. The days are longer, there's lots of sun, the temperatures are warmer, so we're losing a quarter to a third of an inch of moisture from the soil each and every day this time of year. That's a lot. That's, you know, you're starting to talk about an average of a good inch of water is taken from our soil each week this time of year. It's why it's the peak of the wildfire season, so that's something we'll have to keep an eye on. Otherwise, very nice. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.